Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Hard Rock Hotel, New York, I am here with Armani White.
The Big Blanco, yes.
My man, obviously a Philadelphia guy. Have you had a chance to connect with the greats, Questlove, Will, Eve, Beanie?
I like your shirt. My fault. Questlove, for sure. Black Thought, for sure. Me and Jazzy Jeff, we stayed up all night in Abu Dhabi just talking about being from Philly. I got to connect with a few of them. We still going down a list of everybody, but everybody I connected with, everybody kind of embraced me, so it's fun.
It's crazy because I feel like Will doesn't really necessarily get the credit he deserves in the hip hop game.
Bro, he don't. Because he, you know what I mean? Like, what I'm doing with Happy Hood Music, that was Will Smith was like being from Philly, but just like changing the narrative, changing the sound, changing the style. Like, because he, yeah, like a lot of, even just like on the male side, a lot of the style and everything, you know, the all of that that just came from Philly. It came from Will Smith, like with Fresh Prince and all that. We just grew up watching that. We grew up inspired by that, you know what I mean?
But it's crazy because like LL was never like super hard. I mean, he had some albums where he was going hard, but like, you know, he also had the lovey-dovey stuff. There was even a point in time where he wasn't cursing at all because his grandma said something to him about it.
LL.
And I feel like, and I feel like he didn't catch as much flack for it, you know?
Nah. They was giving Will Smith hell for just because Will Smith, like, it was, and that's the issue, is like we especially like in the culture, it's a lot of times it's very low frequency with the music that we end up really gravitating towards, and Will Smith was just like the exact opposite of that. So it was almost to where that was easy for people to just be like, nah, he corny, like, you know what I'm saying? He was breaking, you know, breaking records. It's like the first Grammy, like all of the things that he was doing, it was just like, yeah, but like, you know what I mean? We were still in an underground world. We were still in a world where underground was the cool thing to be in. And
totally.
Because he wasn't underground, it was, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I love the EP, man. So good.
Thank you.
Proud of what's...
Proud of me.
Oh my gosh. I've had it like on repeat. Yeah. Just so good.
Thank you.
I know you're a big rollout guy. You love the promotion, marketing. Did you get to have a say in that on this project?
Yeah, I had a say. I didn't have as much time. I didn't have as much of a runway as I usually like, you know, like a record like Billie Eilish. Like I had them 2 months to just sit down and do it. But with this project, I was just everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like before, like a week before the project, we was out in Abu Dhabi. You know what I'm saying? So I was a little bit of everywhere. But it's cool because this project it's not just about rolling this project out. This project is a piece of the rollout to Casablanca. You know what I'm saying? The actual full-length album.
Right,
so it's like, so it's really, really, this is just like us starting the fire to like, okay, getting people, you know, recognizing, knowing, familiar with Casablanca. So by the time we get there, we all arrive at the same place.
Yeah, yeah. I love the weird stuff. I forget what Katy Perry album it was, but like for one of her rollouts, she had these like cubes popping up in major cities all throughout.
Yeah.
And if fans found it, they could plug in and like listen to a snippet of the album.
That's fire. That's fire. But that's the type of things I love doing, like even when Travis Scott had the really big blow up, you know what I'm saying? Like there's an artist, I can't remember his name, but he was doing like I think in New York, matter of fact, he had a really big blow up, like the balloon poodle thing.
Uh-huh.
Like they blew that up in somewhere in a park, like things like that. It's just like a random activation, like you all, like you know what it is, but it's like I love stuff like that, like exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When Kanye did the he had random like projector screens playing
so
black skinned, like bro, I love that stuff.
Yeah. So who's mom dying to meet? Who's she like, Armani, if you ever end up in a room with so-and-so, I better be there.
Will Smith.
She's really?
Like, it's Philly, bro. Like Philly, you know. So, yeah. Well, it's Will Smith. I want to... Yeah, it's really just Will Smith. Like, it's really just Will Smith. Don't talk about nobody else. Yeah, it's Will Smith.
I love it. What about you? Who would you love to link with just to even have a conversation with?
I mean, Will's definitely on that list. I think I've always been a big Kanye fan. It's just some of the legends. Like for me, like even like doing like the Billie Eilish remix with Busta and Luda, like that was really cool because you know, I got to share, you know, just share a song, share a record with some of my idols. But yeah, like the Eminems, the Kanye West, yeah, like and then some of the other guys like you know, even like a Jay-Z, like just doing that dinner with Jay-Z over the 500K, like I, you know, just being able to pick some of these people's brains is really gonna be like, that's something special for me.
Yeah, I heard you're a big Janelle Monáe fan, bro.
Okay, time out.
That's she is so slept on rap wise.
Nah. But you tricked me. But you know I want to meet Janelle. But yo, listen, because we was at the NAACP Awards and we sat like I was right here and she was right there, but she was with her date and I was just like, I was so nervous trying to go over there. Yeah. I'm a big Janelle Monáe fan. I feel like
she's got one of those faces where like you don't want to approach her at the wrong time or whatever.
She got an aura to her. You know what I'm saying? Like she got an aura. I love Janelle Monáe, like just like a genuine fan. Like that was, you know, like she even, you know, just watching her perform helped me so much with identifying and finding out who I am as a performer. Like just because like she leave it all on the stage. Like, I love Janelle Monáe so much, bro.
I'm sure you heard Missy Elliott. She's going to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. First female rapper.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Definite. Yeah. Fire for sure. What's an honor like that? Something you're aiming for, maybe a diamond record, a Grammy, whatever, where you're like, okay, I know now my legacy is going to live on past me.
It's going to be that. It's going to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's going to be a star on the ground. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, yo, this is achievable by very few.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't a thing that even comes around every year. You know, we'll pass the Grammys. Like, I want a Grammy. But when I'm talking about Grammys, I'm like, I want to be in the conversation of most Grammys. You know what I mean? I don't want to just be in the conversation of, oh, I'm just happy to have one. Like, I want to be in the most Grammys conversation. I want to be in the most this, most that, most Billboard records, most top, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. So, like, you know, I walked in this to be the biggest thing on the planet. Like, you know, like, I feel that way. Like, when we go to Abu Dhabi, when we go to India, and people are, like, running up to the trailer, I'm like, oh, like we're on the right path. We're on the right track. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a star in the ground or you know, or a frame on a wall. Like, okay.
Yeah. Before we wrap, last question.
Yeah.
If your father were here to see all this right now, what do you think he would be the most proud of you for?
I'll be all the way honest. I got some really rough news about my grandfather yesterday. And I think when I got the same news about my dad, it stopped me in my tracks. Like, I just kind of like stopped everything I was doing musically. And I think he'd be happy at the fact that like I was able to still pick up and, you know, still keep pushing forward, because before it was like earth shattering. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think if anything, he'd just really be happy at the fact that I'm able to just pick up, keep going, and like, and found ways to like work through my pain and find happiness inside of it. You know what I mean?
Brother, you are a beacon of light. I mean, not only does Philadelphia need you and the kids there, but just the world. I mean, you're amazing. I love everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Armani White.
Appreciate you, sir.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.